Hey there, boss ladies. Summer is here and you might be feeling the heat when thinking about how you're going to scale back your schedule without scaling back your profit this season. I've got you. Get ready to level up your income, save time so you can create more memories with the kids and make some serious money this summer. You're listening to the Scorching Hot mini series, The Summer Success Blueprint, where I'm about to drop the most sizzling income producing strategies that will have you raking in the cash while honoring the seasons of both business and motherhood. So grab your favorite notebook and a cozy spot because I'm about to equip you with the tools and wisdom you need to thrive for the long haul. Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Summer Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Megan, and we are winding down on our summer series. So today, I wanted to dive into a topic that's all about thriving for the long haul to help set you up for what's next and work towards maintaining peak performance so that you can build a legacy. Now, as an entrepreneur with over 15 years experience, I can safely say I am in this for the long run. And that's why I feel so confident in sharing the advanced techniques and strategies and advice that I've learned to help myself maintain peak performance and create a legacy business that lasts, and to also teach you how to do the same. So, are you ready to discover the secrets to staying at the top of your game while building a business that leaves a lasting impact without missing out on real life? Get ready, because we've got the roadmap to success right here, and I am about to get into it. Let's start with maintaining peak performance, or what I like to call juggling like a boss. Because as female entrepreneurs, we know that juggling is our superpower. It has to be. Let's be real, it can also be really challenging to juggle and keep all of the balls of business and life in the air at the same time. And if you've ever taken any kind of time management class from me, you've heard my analogy about some of these balls are glass and some of these balls are plastic. And how do we do it without burning out and dropping all of these glass balls, right? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it's all about finding the perfect quote unquote balance between productivity and self-care. And remember, both aren't what you think or what you may have been taught to think. When I'm talking about balance and self-care, I'm not talking about the typical 50-50 balance and go take a bubble bath and get a pedicure for self-care. You're going to just have to flip the switch here because that is not what we're talking about. So, you might be asking then, how do we do this? You're saying balance and self-care, but you don't want me to think of it as 50-50 and a pedicure and a bubble bath aren't going to give me self-care. So how do I actually do this? We have to start by creating a unique balance and by leaning into the season of life and business that you're in right now. By optimizing productivity, by managing your time and your capacity, this is going to be key to all of it. You want to get really clear on what you have in the tank and what balance means to you in the season of life or business that you're in right now. Then you can set clear goals and you can prioritize tasks that move the needle in your business without burning yourself out. And please don't forget to delegate, outsource, lean on your community, because you absolutely don't have to do all of these things alone. Now, part two is self-care and well-being. And I want you to remember that you are the heart and soul of your business. So take care of yourself. And I know this is so much easier said than done. Every time someone tells me to take care of myself, I roll my eyes because when do I even have time to take care of myself? But going back to the balance piece and what that unique balance looks like, taking care of yourself is likely going to need to be a big piece of what your balance is going to look like. I'm talking your mental health, your physical health, time to breathe and reflect and get to know who you are. Every time you create white space, that is where magic is going to happen. And again, I know people have told me this, I have rolled my eyes, but I'm telling you, when I listened, it changed things. So think about how you can schedule regular breaks for yourself. Get moving, nourish your body with healthy food and water. You don't have to carve out the time to go get a pedicure or take an hour-long bath and sit there feeling guilty about the things that you're doing. If those sound like self-care to you, that's great. But I'm talking like back to the basics for self-care: breaks, movement, food and water. I mean, those are things that are really, really important that we tend to forget about as entrepreneurs because we're so busy. A happy and healthy entrepreneur is a high-performing one, and no one, especially your business and your family, is going to benefit from you running yourself to the ground and not taking care of your basic human needs. Now, speaking of family, as female entrepreneurs, many of us want to build a legacy that will leave your mark for generations. We sacrifice a lot to scale our businesses, and we're not just here for a short stint. We're building businesses that need to stand the test of time. So let's talk a little bit more about legacy building. I always like to start by envisioning what I want my business to be known for. So I'm asking you the same thing. What do you want your business to be known for? Your values, your impact, your vision. What are these things that you want people to think of when they think of your business? Once you can get really clear on this, you can start to create a strong brand identity, a message, and a culture that really reflects your mission. And if you have a team, think about how you can empower your team to do the same thing. How can you foster collaboration? How can you celebrate wins together? If you don't have a team and it's just you, how can you create this for yourself and map out plans to scale and create a thriving company with a culture that builds a legacy that lasts in the future? Just because it's just you right now doesn't mean it's always going to be just you. So how can you plan for the future when things change? Creating the strong and solid foundation is step one to building the legacy. Creating the plan to scale with a culture and a team that you can trust is step two. So the foundation, step one, and then the plan, step two. And then building upon that with the right people is step three. Now, it doesn't happen overnight, but what can you do now to prepare you for when it does? Because if you keep going at the pace that you're going and following these steps, it is going to happen. Now, the last piece I want to touch on today is legacy planning and wealth management, AKA future-proofing your impact. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty of legacy planning and wealth management, because it's not just about the money, it's about creating a lasting impact. First off, you've got to get to know your numbers. If you aren't comfy with your financials, we've got to hit pause and go backwards and start from there. Get comfy, dig into the numbers, know and understand what's happening in your business. Bring in help if you have to, because just because you don't look at your numbers doesn't mean that they're not there. And one of the biggest mistakes I see is women not understanding what's happening behind the scenes with their business, specifically with their numbers. Once you get good with that, then you can create a comprehensive legacy plan that outlines your long-term goals and all of the steps that you need to achieve them. That includes estate planning, wills, trust to ensure your business's continuity, as well as any type of education and investments in your growth that you need to make as a business owner. Because there will come a time where you might feel like, ooh, I need to invest in myself. I need to invest in my education to reach that next level, and you want to make sure that you have a plan to do it. I want you to think about wealth management too. So how can you invest wisely? How can you save for the future and seek advice from financial experts who understand all of your unique needs as an entrepreneur? These are all things that you want to think about and have a plan for, and please don't skip this part. While you're at it, while you're looking at these numbers and you're planning for your future and your wealth, it might be a really good time to start working on your money mindset as well. It doesn't hurt to flex that money mindset muscle and do some work on how you view your value and the exchange of money, and just make sure that you're still living in a space of abundance versus scarcity mindset. So lastly, let's talk about the heart of legacy building, which I like to think of as leaving a meaningful impact that's going to transcend the test of time. So how do we do that? It's by building a business that solves real problems and serves its customers with care and compassion. Not a business built just to make more sales. It's easy to get sucked into the culture of more, 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 and six-figure months. If your drive is just to make more and more and more, and it doesn't matter what it takes, your legacy is going to be as superficial as your goal. Of course, we all want to make money. And all I'm saying is that can't be what your business is built on if you want to build a legacy. It can't just be about the money. It's about the people you're serving. It's about the problems that you are solving. And if you can work to embrace sustainable business practices that make a positive impact on the environment and your community, your legacy is going to shine brighter when it aligns with this greater purpose. When you're thinking about your legacy, remember that you have the power to shape it. By planning around the season of life, embracing self-care, building a business with purpose, integrity, and sustainability, you're already creating a legacy that's going to inspire generations to come. Join us next week for the next episode of the Summer Success Blueprint as we continue our exciting quest towards summer success. We'll be delving into another captivating topic that will empower you as a mom entrepreneur. Until then, remember that your journey is not just about today, it's about building a legacy that inspires others and creates a lasting impact on the world. So I would love to know, how are you building your legacy? Let me know in the review section of Apple Podcasts or send me a message at megan@bossladiesandbabies.com. And until next time, stay bossy.
I love this podcast so much, and I am so excited that we are on season 5 of the Boss Ladies and Babies podcast. Some of you have been with me since the beginning. Some of you might be new listeners, but either way, I am so thankful for this space and this community and for you following along on my journey. Also, I'm so thankful that you inspire me every single day just by being here. I love connecting with and supporting other moms who are growing their businesses while raising their babies. And I couldn't do any of this without you. If you like this podcast, please, please, please leave me a quick review over on Apple Podcasts. I know you're a busy mom. I know you've got a lot to do. It won't take much. Just a quick emoji or a couple sentences is all we need to help get more eyes on this podcast, to connect with and inspire even more women, to grow our community together. I would be so thankful. Head on over to Apple Podcasts, leave that quick review, and let's keep this show growing. Thank you for listening to Boss Ladies and Babies. If you liked this episode, be sure to rate, review, and leave us some feedback. Make sure you follow us on social at Boss Ladies and Babies. Join the conversation in our private Facebook group and check out everything we have to offer like community, coaching, merch, and more at bossladiesandbabies.com. And until next time, stay bossy.